What a beautiful day it is. About noon, heading into the park from the north end. It's a change of... I'm actually going home, so I just decided to do a different tack today, and I'm actually walking facing south, obviously, so facing the sun as it's climbing higher in the sky day by day. Oh my, it's shining and reflecting off the burn, which is, well, receding now in height, but still well up all that rain. Many of you know that my wife does a lot for charity, but most of the results she gets for her charities is because of help or donations by other people. And over the years, she's had some tremendous stuff. More recently than any time, to be honest with you, leading up to Christmas when she had her big grand bingo and tombola night, which was a great success. Just over £3,000 raised. Incredible. But as I said, that she puts the effort in. But if people didn't give her the donations of... you know, unused, unwanted gifts of all sorts. Everything from, you know, an unopened pencil or pen gift set to, you know, a litre bottle of malt whiskey, all that kind of stuff, and everything in between. But I wanted to just tell you about one that just happened the other day there. A couple that I've got to know well through my wife, came to her and said, look, we've got something we'd like to offer you, and it's up to yourself if you want to take it or not. And she says, but it's entirely up to yourself. So my wife asked what it was. She says, it's a telly, as we see here, it's a telly, a TV. And they started to describe it to her, and she said, wow, yeah, fantastic, I'll take that, yeah, and I'll get something done with it. So they deliver it to the house, because when I got home, I'd been away. When I got home, I walked in, and sitting in the hallway was this big, long box, multicoloured, with so many graphics on it. And I thought, what the heck's that? And then as I passed it, I noticed it said, LED television. And I thought, oh, she's gone out and ordered a new telly. But then I knew that wouldn't be the case, because my wife would never ever buy anything tech stuff without discussing it with me. And to be honest, her telly's okay at the moment, although I really would like a new one. But anyway, cut this terrible long story short. This couple had bought a brand new 40 inch LCD television, or LED television, with Freeview and other gizmos on it. But after they bought it and got it home and set it up, they realised, through conversations on the telephone with TalkTalk, that's the company they're with as a supplier, that it wasn't compatible with some of the features on TalkTalk. Now, don't ask me why it wasn't, or the reasons, because I have no idea, and I can't even imagine why it wouldn't work. It really should. It's a new telly. It's got all the features that I would expect to get, but... anyway, and so what they've done is they donated it to her, brand new, and said, if you want to do whatever you're going to do with it, you do it. So my wife had to ponder for 2 or 3 days. She asked me what I thought, and I thought, oh my God, you know, well, if you're going to give it to someone, you have to be careful who you offered it to, or you know, the ins and outs of... You know, sometimes people think it's just straightforward offering something, but not the first time that my wife has offered, say, a wee caravan break to people, and they've been quite, well, by the reactions, quite insulted that they were poor enough or in need enough for someone to offer them a wee caravan holiday. These things happen, you know. So anyway, after a couple of days, she thought, yeah, I've got it now. I'm going to offer it to the hospice, and they'll probably do something with it. Either they can use it in the hospice, or they can use it in the maybe the... I actually joked, I says, what about the nuns in the convent? Because the convent adjoins the hospice. And she says, I'm not sure that the nuns would be keen on having a 40-inch, you know, television with all singing, all dancing stuff in it. But then I said, it's modern times, you know. So what we did yesterday, she phoned and spoke to the lady, Rosalind, who we always speak to through there, she always deals with, who's the head of resources and getting financing in and funding and subscriptions, all that kind of stuff. And well, there's a 20 pence piece. I'll have to lift that because being reared a Catholic, anything you find on the ground, you put it in your pocket. You don't keep it, you give it to the nuns. So there you go. There's another 20 pence for the nuns. So that made me take my glove off now. I can't get it back on again. So yesterday we took this television right through to the nuns. And not to the nuns, to the hospice, my God. And they were absolutely delighted with it when they saw it. A young fellow, Colin, came down. He was more of the physical side of the donations and subscriptions, you know, going picking stuff up or arranging stuff. And what they decided to do is to put it in a raffle. And they'll get, well, who knows, if they put that on as a raffle, they'll probably get 5 times, 6 times, who knows, maybe even 10 times the amount of value that's in that television simply by raffling it, because it's going to be a fantastic raffle price. People are just going to want to buy raffle tickets for that kind of price to win. So they were delighted. My wife's delighted that they've taken it. Rosaline at the hospice has contacted my wife this morning by phone and said that she's written a letter out to the couple that donated it. Mary gave her name and address, just as a way of thank you. And so she has written a lovely letter out to thank them so much for it. They'll get that letter the next day or two, and they'll be delighted that it went to a great cause. So, you know, but when you think about it, that couple, because I did say this when I saw it, you know, it'd have been dead easy for them to just say, well, but they had to go and buy another television that was compatible. It'd been dead easy for them to just say, well, we'll stick that on Gumtree or eBay and just sell it and get some money back in it. But no, they wanted to donate it. I mean, it's not a fortune, it's not one of the most expensive televisions, but it's still a good bit of money, you know. And I think it was just absolutely marvellous to do this. So there you go. It just shows you how, you know, a penny or £100 or £200 or £300, just amazing what people are prepared to hand in and donate. It just blew me away completely when my wife explained that they just wanted to donate it to give someone a chance to do something with it. So there you go. Fantastic stuff. Absolutely. You know, and I have to think about that with me. Help my wife with charity. You know, I'm not even sure I'd have been as charitable as that, as to just say, well, we just bought it, it's not good, we'll need to go and buy another new one. I'll just give this one away. I'm not sure that I'd have been as charitable as that, which says a wee bit about me, to be honest. But there you go, some people definitely are. Oh yes, there's a lesson there, isn't it? Kind of humbling for me, in fact. Tight-fisted Scott. Anyway, that's a wee story. There you go. And if the hospice does get back to my wife, and which she probably will in the near future, and tell her what they raised, I'll come back on and I'll let you know. And yeah, okay. So there you go. Thanks for listening once again. Cheery bye then now.